Well, we made it to another Friday. This is your morning buzzcast for Friday, April 9th. I'm Abe Madcore. Hope everybody is doing well and ready for the weekend. A special buzzcast today, as news broke around 1 p.m. on Thursday that Golden State Warriors president and COO Rick Welts will be leaving his job at the end of this NBA season. Rick Welts, a member of the Basketball Hall of Fame, is one of the most respected executives in sports and has spent 46 seasons working in and around and for the NBA. I have said it before, but Rick Welts is one of the kindest, smartest, and most humble people I've met in sports. He started as a ball boy in his hometown of Seattle for the Supersonics. He has touched every commercial aspect of basketball and has succeeded in every step along his amazing journey, from the Sonics to the league office where he helped start the WNBA, to the Phoenix Suns and the Golden State Warriors. And his unending passion for basketball, the NBA, and the people and the players around it has served him very, very well. I remember a great quote his longtime boss and mentor, David Stern, told the San Francisco Chronicle, quote, "He did everything and he was great at everything he did," end quote. You know, at his core, Rick Welts is intelligent, progressive, and courageous. But his empathy, humility, and grace won me over when I first met him in the 1990s. Even when I was just getting into the business, Rick Welts always made time for me, and he never big-timed anyone. He has that rare knack of making everyone he meets feel appreciated and important. You know, he is currently in his 10th season with the Warriors. He has led that team through one of the most successful decades in NBA history, both on and off the court. Think about it. 5 consecutive appearances in the NBA Finals. They won 3 championships. He was behind the opening of Chase Center, which opened in 2019. Remember the impact that Rick Welts has had off the court. In 2011, Rick Welts became the highest-ranking executive in men's professional team sports to publicly acknowledge he was gay in a very courageous interview with the New York Times. You know, perhaps at 68 years old, Rick Welts is ready to just relax. Or perhaps there is one more chapter left to write. You know, we'll leave it at this. Adam Silver said it so well yesterday. His quote about Rick Welts was, "His extraordinary vision, leadership, and humanity have defined his Hall of Fame career, which has set the standard of excellence in the sports industry." You know, I'll just say very well done, Rick Welts. We'll have more on Rick Welts, certainly, in future editions of Morning Buzzcast. Let's stay with the Golden State Warriors, because after more than a year without spectators at Chase Center, the Warriors can begin hosting fans for the team's 9 remaining regular season home games beginning April 23rd. They can host up to 35% capacity, which is around 7,000 fans. Every person seeking to enter the arena will be required to provide proof of a vaccination or a negative COVID test administered within 48 hours prior to the game. This is huge news for the Warriors and for the Chase Center, which unfortunately has largely had more dates without fans than it has hosting fans. This allows some fans to return to that building. Shifting to baseball, this is an amazing story, but the Toronto Blue Jays become the first team in Major League Baseball history to play home openers in 3 different, quote, home cities over 3 consecutive seasons. Yes, today the Blue Jays are set to host the Angels at TD Ballpark in Dunedin, Florida. That's their spring training facility. Remember, the Blue Jays played and hosted their home opener in Toronto, naturally, in 2019. But last year, their home opener was in Buffalo at the home of their AAA ballpark because of COVID restrictions. So 3 different home opening cities in 3 different years. A limited capacity crowd of about 1,300 is expected tonight for the Blue Jays game at TD Ballpark, which recently had a $100 million renovation project completed. So the facility is very, very much ready for baseball. A couple of quick hitters as we finish up. DAZN is considering the possibility of going public. Now remember, DAZN has continued to acquire live sports rights during the pandemic, but it has certainly been hurt by COVID, as many live sporting events that it has rights to have been canceled. Now, if it did float an IPO, DAZN would be the first global sports streaming company to be listed. I'm sure they're looking at their long-term revenue needs and focus as they consider whether to go public. Remember the success of last year's Challenge Cup by the NWSL, the National Women's Soccer League? Remember, it was played in Salt Lake City under the leadership of Lisa Baird. Well, the NWSL will start its 21 season with another Challenge Cup. It's a month-long tournament. It starts today. The championship game will be May 8th. The regular season for the NWSL will begin May 15th. So teams this year, they're not in one center spot like Salt Lake City. They will play in their home markets this year, some venues hosting up to 2,000 fans for the Challenge Cup. CBS Sports Network will carry the opening match today. That's between Houston and Chicago. CBS will show the final, which is a big, big win for the NWSL to be on CBS. All their other games will appear on Paramount Plus. We've talked about that. That's CBS's new streaming service. So keep your eye on the NWSL as they begin their Challenge Cup starting today. And finally, WrestleMania 37, the tagline is back in business. Well, that's because the WWE is back in the live entertainment business. It returns Saturday and Sunday. It plans to host 25,000 fans in pods at Raymond James Stadium. Now, this is the first live audience for the WWE in over a year. So WrestleMania 37, back in business, 25,000 fans expected at Raymond James Stadium. We'll be hoping for a successful week in Tampa for the WWE, who are so excellent at executing live events. So we'll be keeping our eye on that over the weekend. I'm sure everybody will be watching Masters Golf. I hope everybody has a great weekend. That is your Morning Buzzcast for Friday, April 9th. I'm Abe Madcore. I do hope everybody has a great weekend. Stay healthy, be good to each other. I'll speak to you on Monday.